is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Hi, I'm Chip Brim, filling in for Mom all week long. And you know, when Mom's away, the kids will play. And speaking of kids, wake the kids. Call the neighbors, get the dog, because we're going to a higher level that the world is not familiar with in God. Praise the Lord. You know, the last 2 days that I've been filling in, this is the third day, we have been talking about how to get God to move for you and also getting in the right position to hear from God, because that's one of the greatest things we can do. Even Brother Hagin, he said that. He said one of the greatest things we can do as Christians is get ourselves in position to hear from God. And I was teaching in Philippians 4, verse 6, on the chess match on you move first, then God will move, then how to keep your move. And we've been talking about that, so make sure you get these this tape or this CD, and I'll tell you about that at the end of the program. But I left you off with Paul, and he said in Philippians 4, be careful for nothing. Now, that's our move. That's our move. If you want God to move for you, you move first, and this is your move. Get your care out. Cast your care. And the Amplified says, do not fret or have any anxiety about anything, but in every circumstance, in everything. People, that covers it all. If you're sitting in traffic, that's talking about traffic. If you lost your keys, that's talking about lost keys. We've got to get this down, church. Get care out of there. And you notice how he says that's the first thing you do. Then you add thanksgiving in your prayer with supplication and thanksgiving. Then let your request be made known unto God. And you know what? A lot of Christians, including myself, have prayed backwards as far as Paul was concerned. We have made our request first. God, I need. But he says, no, get your care out, okay? And one time in prayer, you know, I picked that up in the spirit, get your care out of your prayer, add thanksgiving in there, and then let your request be made known unto God. And that Greek word, care, is the same word for thought. And you know, it's in the Bible four times that I have found. One time it says, the cares of this world, same word, Greek, merimneo. And it was about the parable of the sower and the seed. And it said, he also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word, and the care, the thoughts, the worries, the fretfulness of this world will choke the word, and he will become unfruitful. Man, that's powerful. Care, no wonder Paul said, be careful for nothing. It'll choke the word out of you. I don't care how much word you got in you. It'll choke it right out of you. And you know what? I don't know if there's anybody else, but I've been in those situations where care and pressure came so hard, I couldn't even hardly think of a verse. I couldn't even hardly think of God. I mean, Jesus is all I could yell. And it'll make you become unfruitful. So we don't want that. God wants us to be fruitful. He said that to man when he first created him. And there was another, you know, time and several times where God said, get the care out of there and don't let it be in there. Now, we left off last time by talking about Paul. And because I know that there's some listeners, there's a lot of care going on. And you're thinking, man, it's easier for you, Billy's boy, to say that than me. But I've been through my share of care, trust me. But there may be some really big-time care. But if you can't take it from me, take it from the one who wrote this. And we talked about Paul. And man, he went through a lot of care. He went through a lot of trouble. And he's the one writing this. We talked about the shipwreck. He didn't sink with the ship. He kept swimming. That's what faith will do. If your ship sinks, swim. And then he got in a storm came, and it was freezing rain. And you know what he did? He built a fire. He stayed warm. That's what faith will do. And when it rains on your parade, you ought to be building a fire of faith. And then he got bit as he was building the fire by a serpent, a deadly serpent, and he shook it off. That's what faith does. Shake it off. The devil attack you. You got hit by something. Shake it off. That's what faith does. It doesn't matter what it looks like. That's not what faith goes by. It's shaking it off. It's building that fire. It's trusting God. Casting your cares to him, because you can't take these cares at the time that you're at. Now, this is all about getting in the right position and positioning yourselves to hear from God. And it's so interesting about that Paul story that they were watching him and they said, surely this guy's cursed because of all the bad things that is happening to him. And I thought that's funny, because there's a lot of Christians that people are watching you as well. They're watching your faith. They're watching your faith. And you're representing the Christian faith. You're representing the Christian faith and the walk to them. And so they may be saying, look at him. Look at them. They're cursed. But it doesn't matter. Paul kept doing the faith movement. He kept going by faith. And what happens? He shakes that serpent off, and they all change their tune. And all of a sudden, they said, no, he's a god. He's a god. Well, he wasn't a god, but look how they changed their tune. And so they invite him up, and they said, well, since you're a god, why don't you lay hands on my sick father? That's what the king said of that island. And he did, and he got healed, and all of a sudden, there was a healing revival going on. And the Bible says that they honored Paul, and that honor means riches, money, cash, anything valuable. They brought mounds and mounds of it to Paul. Now, it's a good thing during that shipwreck that Paul didn't get full of care, because that's who wrote this, because he would have missed out on all this. He would have missed out on the healing revival. He would have missed out on all these riches, and he was being rewarded. And all of a sudden, they started bringing this to him, and mounds of it, and he said, wait a minute, I've got a word from God. I got to go see Caesar. And he says, I don't have a ship. So they gave him a ship. And they gave him a ship from the port of Alexandria, and the Greek scholars say that was like, you know, you could compare it to, he came in on a slave ship, that would be like a 1976 thing, you know, Volkswagen Rabbit thing, rusted out kind of thing, and he left out on a Bentley, if you know what I'm talking about, fully loaded. The best ship in the world. Here goes Paul with mounds of cash, mounds of valuable things. And he's coming in to see Caesar, and you can imagine who he wrote the letter to, how they're waiting on him. And here he comes in that nice ride, you know, with the spinners and everything else. But and he's got this mounds of cash, and the Bible says he used that money to pay off his house for the rest of his life. And I have learned this from Rick Renner, that his house was a pretty big house that he bought, because later there were over 300 leaders of Israel who met in his living room. Now, I don't know about you, but I don't think 300 leaders of any country can meet in my living room. But glory to God, maybe one day they can. But good thing, all these blessings and all of these things that was waiting on Paul, that he didn't let care or worry or anxiety or pressure come and stop it. And see, that's what's stopping us. Our move to get God to move is verse 6. Be careful. Get it out. Get that worry. Get those thoughts out. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, start thanking him. Start thinking about the good things that God had done. Just like that's what David had to do when he went to Ziklag and he laid down and cried. Now, this is a guy who became Israel's greatest king. He laid down. He's heard God move. He's been in the right position a lot of times. He laid down and cried. Everything was stolen from him and his men. His wives were kidnapped. Everything. He laid down and he cried until he had no more tears to weep. I'm telling you, that was the wrong move, and God couldn't move for him. The Lord told me while I was studying this, did I move for him in his need? And I said, no. But when he got up, that's what you got to do. When you get up by faith, when you start swimming like Paul did, when you start building that fire and shaking that snake off, he got up and he encouraged himself in the Lord. He started thinking about what? The good things. He got off of the bad things. He changed his thoughts. He casted his care. What did David think about? He had to be thinking about the lion. He had to be thinking about the bear. He had to be thinking about Goliath. He had to be thinking about, you know, I have a covenant with God, and everything that's his is mine, and mine is his. And he got so excited that he got back in the right position. He made his move. What was his move? Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing but in everything with prayer and thanksgiving. Let your requests be made known unto God. And he did it. And then God moved for him. Now, here's God's move. When you do God, you want to get God to move? Here it is. You do verse 6, be careful for nothing. Add thanksgiving. Then let your requests be made known to God. And here's God's move. Verse 7, and the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, there may be a lot of people going, well, what kind of move is that? I want him to pay off my bill. I want him to heal my body. Wait a minute. You must not understand. And the peace of God, the shalom of God, which passeth all, right there in your car or in your house, say all, understanding. That means your understanding, and that means the devil's understanding. No, and I don't care what preacher tries to tell you, I understand this peace. No, they don't. They may have, been in it and witnessed it, but they don't understand it, because it passeth all understanding. It's the peace of God. And the Lord said to me, that's my move. He said, I will come in with my peace. even when the situation seems like it's unbearable, even when Satan is firing all of his fiery darts at you and you seem like you can't take any more, my peace that surpasses all understanding will come on you and in you and fill you. And it's that peace is the right position to hear from me. Because when you're at peace, you can hear from me. And that's what we were called as the church, to hear from God. So we got to get in the position of peace. How? By casting our care upon God. Add thanksgiving in there. It doesn't matter what's happening. Your ship sunk. It doesn't matter if it's raining on your parade. It doesn't matter. I'm telling you, shake that devil off of you like Paul did the snake. And I'm telling you, then God, and the peace of God, the shalom of God, nothing missing, nothing broken, will come upon you in you. You can't come up with this peace. It's not on the same level of mere happiness. It's not based on circumstantial pleasure or excitement or feeling good because you paid off a bill or bought a car. We're talking about a peace of God. Have you ever seen anybody in that peace when you felt like, man, you thought that they should surely be, you know, just really in mourning or hurting, and they're just full of peace? Well, it wasn't them who did it. It's God. Because they made their right move, they casted their care, God filled them with this peace. And it's that peace that we can hear him. Why do you think God put Adam and Eve, why do you think he put them in a garden? He put them in a peaceful place. Why? Because he could walk with them, and he could talk with them, and they could hear him. And that's what God wants us to do. He wants us to be in a position to hear him. So we need to be in a place of peace. That's the right position. Get your care out. Get your care out. Cast your care out. Paul's the one who wrote this by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit. You can do it. We can all do it. Add thanksgiving in there. Think of the things that God's done for you. And then you just have a Holy Ghost party. And then let your request be made known to him, and the peace of God will come on you. You'll hear him. You'll know what to do. And he will guide your every step. And you'll be moving two steps over, and you'll be catching all these blessings from heaven. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Man, I want to tell you what. I'm so excited about this teaching. It's just setting people free. It's 100% way to get God to move for you. If you want more information, call us. This has been you have been listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. I'm Chip Brim, Billy's boy. And today's teaching and all week's teaching is available for $5 on CD. Also, you can get my book, Are You a Champion for Christ, for a special one-time price of $8. And you can order this, or I can come to your church and teach this if you want me to. You can call 417-336-4877. That's 417-336-4877. Or 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or simply write P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. That's P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri 65615. We would love to hear your testimonies, because if you do this and you apply this, you will have a testimony. And don't forget the 2008 C4C Youth Rally. Your kids still have time to join us in beautiful Branson, Missouri. And we have Billy Brim, Steve Munns, and myself. And this is Chip Brim saying, see you at the next level.